This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Here to discuss the upcoming 83rd Annual Academy Awards is Jody Kilbasa, director of the Virginia Film Festival. And the phone lines are open at 977-1070 for your picks, your thoughts about this year's Oscars, 977-1070. Jody, let us start with Best Picture, shall we?
Sure.
The list reads as follows. Will you read the list for us, and then we'll talk about some of the movies.
Okay, let me get to that list. We have nominated for Best Picture, Black Swan, which premiered at the Virginia Film Festival. I shouldn't say premiered, but we certainly screened it on our opening night this past year in November. The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone.
Those are the nominations for Best Picture in this year's Academy Awards, which will take place this coming Sunday night, and we are talking about them. Let's start with the trailer. We just heard the trailer for The Social Network. You and I have both seen that.
Yes.
Your take on the film.
Well, I really like the film. Interesting in light of everything that's happened in Egypt right now, Did he create a social network and a social revolution all in one through this medium? It was I like the film. I thought that I thought it was well paced. I thought it was very well acted. I don't think it's going to win.
What didn't you like about it?
There's nothing I didn't like about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think some of the characters that were drawn were fairly stock, essentially.
Sort of two dimensional.
I think that they could have been a little bit more dimensional, a little bit more complex. You obviously had some pretty obvious stereotypes in there, but I think that's kind of what they were exploring with this as well, which is the ethics of what went on in this.
Yeah.
So I liked it. It was interesting to me that a lot of the pace of the film and the way they go back and forth in the narrative as well also is kind of like the way you search the internet sometimes, that you're moving, you bring several pages up at once, you're going back and forth. It was really kind of interesting the way that this was crafted.
You remember when we were kids and there was like the ABC Monday Night Movie, and in prime time on the networks, there would be like a movie presentation,
mm-hmm.
and it was like going to a movie, and that's how they played it up, and this is the Tuesday night movie, that kind
exactly.
of thing. I felt like it was a good movie, but I felt like The Social Network was one of those like network primetime dramas. It didn't feel like a big, huge Hollywood movie to me. And I didn't need a car to blow up to feel that way. It was just sort of like, and I guess what I'm responding to is you saying that the characters were sort of stock and two-dimensional.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. It sort of seemed a little, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, that's one of the best movies.
Well, I mean,
I don't
disagree with you, but I think you could say that about any one of a number of these films, perhaps with the exception of The King's Speech and True Grit. To a lesser extent as well. I mean, there are these Black Swan as well, too.
Yeah, let's hear that. This is the little bit of Black Swan.
I had the craziest dream last night about a girl who was turned into a swan, but her prince falls for the wrong girl and she kills herself. He promised to feature me more this season.
Well, he should. You've been there long enough. And you're the most dedicated dancer in the company.
Our new swan queen, the exquisite Nina Sayers.
I'm Lily. You're going to be amazing.
Watch the way she moves. Essential.
A little bit from Black Swan, also nominated in this year's 83rd Academy Awards. The Oscars coming up Sunday night. Jody, Black Swan, seen here at the Virginia Film Festival a few months ago. I did not see it then. I have since seen it and loved it. And if there's any movie where it's not two-dimensional stock characters. I thought this was – every character was really rich and three-dimensional and interesting and scary. And I really enjoyed this movie.
Well, you know, I enjoyed it as well. And I think I enjoyed it most for the reaction of our audience at the Virginia Film Festival. It was split down the middle. I've never seen such a highly polarized audience before, with people that absolutely loved it or absolutely hated it. But you know what? The people that hated it, it bothered them. They wanted to talk about it. And that to me is the sign of a good movie.
It stays with you.
It stays with you. Impact. I had people coming up for me for weeks afterwards saying, you know, I can't get that film out of my head.
Yeah.
And that's great.
And let's listen to this movie I just saw Sunday night.
Mr. Cogburn, in your 4 years as U.S. Marshal, how many men have you shot?
Shot or killed?
Let us restrict it to killed so that we may have a manageable figure.
Mr. Cogburn?
What do you want, girl?
I'm looking for the man who killed my father. The man's name is Tom Chaney. And I need somebody to go after him.
What's your name?
My name is Matty Ross.
That's the Coen Brothers remake of the John Wayne classic True Grit, based on a novel I just saw this Sunday night. Hands down, one of the best Westerns I've ever seen. I really liked it. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. It's not a traditional Coen Brothers movie, though. There's nothing quirky about it. It's just a good Western.
It's not a traditional Coen Brothers movie. It's not all that quirky. Certainly, they have some elements of the Coen Brothers that are in there in that film. But I think that they actually kind of paid homage to this film into a more traditional style of Western. But interestingly enough, my wife and I saw this film together, and then two nights later caught True Grit again on television. I, of course, saw it many, many years ago and hadn't seen it since then all the way through. And, you know, it was really interesting to see that as good a movie as the original True Grit is, I think our perceptions today, that film doesn't seem to hold up as well. It feels like it's a Hollywood movie. You can almost see the sets and you can see the acting going on. Whereas, I felt the dust and the sweat coming off Jeff Bridges in this particular version of True Grit.
I thought he was a much better Rooster Cogburn than, all apologies to the Duke, but then John Wayne was.
I just think it's a different style. I mean, it's a very realistic style. The Duke was a Hollywood star. Jeff Bridges is a Hollywood star too, but just really staying within that Duke kind of persona. You know, maybe a more drunken Duke and a more beat up Duke, but nonetheless, it was John Wayne up there on the screen. Whereas, Jeff Bridges in this is much more immersed in the character, I think.
And then another movie nominated for Best Picture this year, we're talking with Jodie Kilbasset, 442, is this gripping, harrowing, true story.
This marks 24 hours of being stuck.
I've been chipping away. Want to keep warm anything?
I have about 150 milliliters of water left, which should keep me alive till tomorrow night, if I'm lucky. So that's it. Mom, Dad, I haven't appreciated you as I know that I could.
True story about a young man hiking in the desert and caught his right forearm in a boulder that fell down. Just amazing. I remember a few years ago when I saw the Tom Brokaw story about this. It was like an hour. You can watch it on YouTube, and he goes back to the site with the actual person, the young man, and he tells the story. 127 hours. The new movie. I actually haven't seen this, but what are your thoughts about it?
Well, here's a film that audiences have reacted to, pretty strongly in watching this film. A lot of people getting sick and ill in theaters watching him go through this. You know, crazily enough, this was the second late night offering at the Virginia Film Festival, and I've yet to be able to see it, and it played my own film festival. I took this one on the advice of colleagues in the industry. Obviously, it's gone on to be nominated for an Academy Award, and yet I haven't been able to see it because we couldn't get a screener prior to the screening, and went out of the theaters so quickly here that I haven't been able to track it down again. I look forward to trying to get back, because it's back here in town now this week before the Oscars play on Sunday night.
Here is another nominee for this year's Best Picture.
There's one thing you should know about me. I specialize in a very specific type of security. Subconscious security.
You're talking about dreams.
Mr. Cobb has a job offer he would like to discuss with you.
Kind of work placement?
It is Inception, And this was out a few months ago.
Yeah.
Reminded me of that 1970s sort of cult film Dreamscape, where you, that people go into other people's dreams. Of course, this is on a whole different level. I actually really enjoyed this. I thought it was a lot of fun.
You know, it's an incredible film, and I certainly respect the filmmaking that's involved in this film. It exhausts my mind. It really, really, really does, you know. And for me, it's a tough sort of film-going experience, still recognizing the talents and the brilliance behind this filmmaking.
We're talking with Jody Kilbasa of the Virginia Film Festival. So the nominees are, for Best Picture this year, Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone, an exhausting list.
It is.
Is this the first year or the second year that they're doing a...
Second year. They went to 10 films last year, and they're back again with 10 films.
Do you like that? Do you think that's...
Certainly if there's enough strong films out there, I'm not sure that they needed 10 this year.
Yeah.
but, you know, there have been times in the past where it certainly warrants that.
All right. Your pick now for what would be your choice, and then what do you think is going to win?
I think, honestly, out of all this, my choice is The King's Speech, and I think that that is what is going to win. And I think it's going to win this year because it's more of a traditional a film that the Academy has supported in the past. It's a film that deals with history, true life experiences, and ultimately, I think that there are wonderful acting performances in this film.
Yeah, The King's Speech, my pick too. Although the one movie on this list that I really want to see that I haven't seen is The Fighter.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Did you like that?
That's I've seen 7 of these films, and 3 I've not been able to see yet, and so that's another one on our list.
Yeah. We're talking about the Oscars, the upcoming 83rd Academy Awards, with Jody Kilbasa, director of the Virginia Film Festival. Jody, the category of Best Director, Darren Aronofsky for Black Swan, David Russell, The Fighter, Tom Hooper, The King's Speech, David Finchner, The Social Network, and the Coen brothers for True Grit. Your pick, and who do you think is going to win?
It'd be Tom Hooper for The King's Speech.
So you think that's going to take Best Picture and Best Director?
I do. I don't think that this was the strongest year that I've encountered in recent memory. And not that the films are not very good. I just don't think that there are two or three or four films that I would say, whoa, that's unbelievable. And so I think that King's Speech is going to win Best Picture and Best Director this year, maybe by default almost.
Best Actor category, why don't you share those with us?
Taking a look at Best Actor, you, of course, have Javier Bardem in Beautiful, Jeff Bridges in True Grit, Jesse Eisenberg in The Social Network, Colin Firth in The King's Speech, and James Franco in 127 Hours. And the winner, I believe, will be Colin Firth for King's Speech.
Now, why is that? Because I'm already disappointed that you're saying that it's going to sweep.
Well, who do you want to win?
I would pick Jeff Bridges for True Grit, because I thought he was just amazing.
If there's an upset in the making, it could be Jeff Bridges. I think he did a phenomenal job. The question is it going to be back-to-back years for him playing...
You mean because he won last year?
Yeah.
Then he's not going to win.
Playing characters that are dissimilar, but yeah, kind of gruff, kind of, you know, down on their luck, kind of...
I totally forgot he won last year.
Rough characters.
And they don't like to give it to the same person 2 years in a row.
Well, I don't know. Tom Hanks had a couple good years there. But the question is, are these characters too similar, even though they're different, but there's still some similarities there. Nonetheless, I think it's an incredible performance by Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. And Colin Firth, who did not win for, what was the movie last year? Not a Simple Man. That was a Coen Brothers movie.
Serious Man, yes.
Yeah, which was a great, great movie. I mean, really, and beautiful, too. You can tell a fashion designer directed this thing, because it just is incredibly beautiful, but didn't win for that last year.
I think that Colin Firth is going to win this year.
Best Actress category, Annette Bening for The Kids Are All Right, Nicole Kidman, The Rabbit Hole. I haven't seen either one of these. Jennifer Lawrence, Winter's Bone, Natalie Portman, Black Swan, and Michelle Williams, Blue Valentine.
Okay, I think
I've only seen one of these movies.
Jennifer Lawrence did a phenomenal job in Winter's Bone, which I think is a real true indie film, and I just think it's a little too raw. I think Natalie Portman is going to win for Black Swan.
which do you think she deserves?
I do. I think it's a very, very strong performance. You know who else I thought was incredible in that film was Mila Kunis as well.
Yeah.
Remarkable performance. But I do. I do think Nat, they're going to take a look. This is one of those sort of body-changing roles where she lost a lot of weight. She trained for a long time. The Academy tends to like that. It was a different role for her, too. So I think that this is going to be her year.
We're talking with Jody Kilbasa. He is the director of the Virginia Film Festival. It's 4:52. The Oscars coming up Sunday night. The category of Best Supporting Actor, Christian Bale, The Fighter, John Hawkes, Winter's Bone, Jeremy Renner, The Town, Mark Ruffalo, The Kids Are All Right, and Jeffrey Rush in The King's Speech. Your pick.
All the buzz has Christian Bale winning this, hands down.
And why is that?
Phenomenal performance.
What's he done before? Because I can't remember.
Oh, my goodness. Batman Returns.
Okay, so yeah, he was Batman.
Among many other roles that he's done. The Mechanic, just off the top of my head, he did the Werner Herzog film a couple of years back. A phenomenal, phenomenal actor. And one who also changes his look and his appearance with the character. He's a movie star, but sometimes you don't recognize him almost in films.
Yeah.
So
and the Hollywood people like that. Like, what's her name? Who won for playing the woman killer? She put on a lot of weight and changed her face.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, a beautiful blonde that you didn't even recognize her in the movie.
Well, that was truly remarkable. That transformation was incredible.
So you're Christian Bale then for The Fighter. Best Supporting Actress, Amy Adams, The Fighter, Helen Bonham Carter, The King's Speech, Melissa Leo, The Fighter, Haley Steinfeld, True Grit, and Jackie Weaver, Animal Kingdom. Haley Steinfeld played the little girl in True Grit.
Yeah.
Did you like that portrayal?
You know, I thought she was remarkable in the film. I thought it was tough because I didn't find her nearly as sympathetic. And as a result of that, I thought that that's the one area where the film suffered. I would have liked to have been wanting to root for her more, and she was just kind of so cold and shut down in the film.
Yeah.
That, it was more about getting this job done than caring about her in the film, for me, personally.
Well, who do you think is going to win Best Supporting Actress?
I think Melissa Leo is going to win for The Fighter again.
And who was she was she the mom?
Yeah.
She was the mom, yeah. I've heard that I haven't seen this movie, but I heard that was an amazing.
She's an incredible actress, and she's had a number. Gosh, I couldn't list the films that she's had, but she's had about 5 incredible roles this year. And, this is crazy. I'm blanking on the film that she was nominated 2 years ago, the independent film I saw at Sundance that was just a tough film about her transporting illegals over the border, and just really, really tough.
Best Animated Feature Film, 3 nominees, How to Train Your Dragon, Illusionist, and Toy Story 3. My pick, hands down, and it's their new franchise, too. There's going to be, I think, a 2 and a 3 is How to Train Your Dragon, but I'm afraid Toy Story 3 might win.
Well, I'll tell you, that would be my sentimental pick because I didn't like Toy Story 3 all that much, and I'll tell you why, and I don't have a problem talking about this. Although I love the other Toy Stories, there's just something very mean-spirited. The bear was scary and over the top, and the scene of the toys about to be cremated or incinerated was just a little too hellish for my taste for a family story.
That's a great point because it was a little scary.
It was very scary, yeah. I just thought – just a little mean-spirited for this loving, wonderful
and
sort
it didn't
of franchise.
Have to be.
I don't think it needed to be.
Yeah.
You know, I understand you need to have the conflict, and of course it's good to have that, but this scary bear was a little over the top.
Really quick, I'm curious your thoughts about Best Documentary. The nominees are Exit Through the Gift Shop, Gasland, Inside Job, Restrepo, and Wasteland.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen all of them, but I did see Restrepo, which, you know, was something I wanted to screen during the Virginia Film Festival, and just the impact that film had.
Yeah. I liked it. It didn't blow me away, but I enjoyed it.
It did blow me away, no pun intended there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that the impact in the initial shot of the panorama over that mountain in Afghanistan and showed you sort of the utter helplessness of these guys out on this outpost there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, What are they defending?
Why are they out there?
You know, I think maybe they could have stopped the film after that moment. It was pretty impactful. It's so tough to say in this category.
I think Inside Job is going to win.
Why?
Because I think Hollywood likes the story that it tells about what happened with the Wall Street with the crash and how so many people knew what they were doing and stole a whole bunch of public money, basically, at the end of the day.
Well, if more people saw that film as a result of that, that might be a good thing.
Then. Yeah, I agree. Jody, before we run out of time, remind us again what is going to happen Sunday night here in Charlottesville.
Well, this Sunday evening, there is a benefit that will benefit the Virginia Film Festival and the Paramount Theater. We hope to of Charlottesville's great cultural arts organizations, and it's called Oscar Night America. We are one of 51 charities in the United States that are officially sanctioned by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to present the Oscars that evening in high def. It will be Virginia's largest high def screening on that glorious screen at the Paramount. We're going to have food with some of Charlottesville's finest restaurants participating in tastings and wine and soda and popcorn. And it's going to be incredible. We're going to have a red carpet entrance. We have a lot of Charlottesville Radio Group what do you guys call yourself? DJs, not DJs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, but are going to be there. I'm just blanking right there. They're going to be there interviewing the crowd as they come in. The address is Hollywood inspired, and it's just a really fun evening. We're going to have raffle items and a silent auction. And I got to say, last year we had nearly 700 people in the Paramount for this event. People loved it. It's a relatively inexpensive ticket price with all that you get with the food and the wine and the soda and the popcorn and the high-def screening of only $45. You can get tickets on sale now at Paramount.net or at the Paramount box office. The doors open at 6:30 and it goes on till, well, almost midnight when the Oscars end that evening.
Good deal. Jody, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Enjoy the Oscars.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.